Monday, September 27th, here at Metropolis in Montreal, as LA Dying stopped through on their headlining tour, and I was ever so lucky to get an interview with Phil the guitarist. Now, I've been a fan of As LA Dying for a really long time, and I think it's awesome because every time one of their new releases come out, it's an absolute reflection to what I have been listening to at that time. And so as of right now, obviously The Powerless Rise is my favorite one, but a few years ago An Ocean Between Us was, and so forth, and yeah. So I was able to interview them. I was a nervous wreck. Well, not them, Phil. I was a nervous wreck before my interview. I was pacing back and forth. I had to call my friend on the phone and get her to talk to me so I wasn't freaking out by myself. And hopefully I sound composed in my interview. My new thing right now is I'm trying really, really, really hard not to say like, and I probably have already without realizing it. But before I let you guys listen to the interview, I'm going to make you listen to my favorite song off of their new album, The Powerless Rise, which is Without Conclusion. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, and here it is.
Other than that, I don't know.
Fair enough.
usually
I'm not a fan of Tim Hortons, so I'll tell you what I'm not,
not a fan of.
You're
not a fan of Tim Hortons?
Yeah, unfortunately, no. A lot of people on tour love Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I just can't get into it.
What about poutine?
Poutine's good. Yeah. Actually, we had some. I was thinking, I know there's some food I like, so yeah, poutine's good.
Alright, so talking about your past, like, what experiences did you have that got you into metal and that got you into playing metal?
Well, I started playing metal kind of late in the game, I guess. It was towards the end of, I guess, when I was in high school. So I was about 16 or so. I grew up kind of listening to a lot of punk bands that were kind of influenced by a lot of metal bands, but I never really fully pursued it until, I was in high school. And then I joined this band right after high school, so it was still very fresh to me, and kind of starting to be in this band and everything. And, I wasn't burnt out on metal. I've been playing it all my life when I joined the band, so it's still exciting to me. So,
what was the most memorable concert you went to so far?
Like that I've been to,
or like the band that you saw on stage that like changed your view on like going to shows, or just like made it.
Yeah. Seeing a band like Muse is always incredible. Them and Pink Floyd are my favorite bands. So obviously I can see Muse a little bit more often than Pink Floyd. So just every time it's just amazing, and their sound, their production, just a really professional and inspiring band. Another band that, if you want to kind of strip things down, I saw the Melvins last year, and it was just the most incredible thing to see, just the Dale Grover and the other drummer drumming together, and then Buzz, like, insane guitar tone, insane vocals, everything was just, this is amazing.
What has been your most real experience you've had in As I Lay Dying so far?
Most real experience?
Like, surreal, kind of, like, humbling, or just craziness?
Meeting fans that you wouldn't expect to, to have fans in certain places, and they love your band, and they appreciate you so much that you're coming over there, and so I think that's always cool to answer that question in a general sense.
In a general sense, I think it works. All right, so what do you think sets As I Lay Dying apart from other metal bands in the scene today?
I don't know, I think we're still excited. We're still striving to become better. We're all pretty young. None of us haven't even hit 30 yet. So, I mean, we're almost there. Tim, our singer's almost 30. But, it's not like we view it as a job, just like, oh, another day, just gotta get through it. We're all excited to be making music for a living. Like, there's nothing else that we'd really want to do. So, yeah.
What is your personal definition of success and your definition of success with As I Lay Dying?
I think just making music for a living is what I always wanted to do, and really there's nothing else I can't picture myself doing anything else. So, I've been doing this for 7 years now, coming up on 7 years, so, if I'm doing it another 20 years, like, it's amazing. I look up to a lot of musicians that, started at a very young age and are still doing it, like 40 years later. They're still keeping things together, putting out great music, and that's success to me,
All right, favorite song to play off of the Powerless Rise live?
I think my favorite is probably Vacancy. I want to say Anodyne C, but it's such a meticulous song guitar-wise, so I'm like always really like, don't blow it. Gotta nail this part. But I think Anodyne C is definitely the most challenging, which is kind of exciting. But Vacancy is definitely one that just has a really, really good energy to it, and a lot of kind of cool dynamics within it. So, okay.
All right, last question for you. What is the hardest thing you personally had to go through being an As They Lay Dying so far that people wouldn't necessarily expect with being in a band as successful as They Lay Dying?
Well, I mean, a lot of people think it's all, you know, like you guys are living the dream, and to a certain extent we are, but there's also a lot of things that, you know, aren't good about being on tour all the time. It's obviously family back at home. You know, I got married last year, and you know, it's not necessarily a struggle because I've experienced through the past, you know, 5 years of being with my wife that you know, we can make it work, but it's definitely tough. You know, my brother had a baby not too long ago, and I'm not like there very often to like see them grow up and stuff. So it's kind of tough in that sense, just being away and missing family. But at the same time, you know, they'll always be there, you know, and they support everything that I do. So I think that's definitely the toughest thing.
Allowed, that was not my last question.
Okay.
advice for like bands who are just starting to tour, who are like beginning their musical, like, I don't know,
musical
journey. Yeah. Why not? We'll throw that word out.
Don't expect anything to be handed to you, because, you know, music's in a very kind of critical state right now with, you know, just bands can't really live off record sales unless you're, you know, top 40 pop hits, whatever. So I think bands really need to kind of just be realistic about it. Like, we need to work hard, we need to you know, just keep pushing forward, and you'll gain more success, you know. And you just, a lot of bands, I think, need to start doing things more DIY. They need to start not relying on other people to take care of the problems. They need to take care of it themselves. And, you know, just be smart about what you're doing. And, you know, if there's a musician that you really admire and you want to sound, you want to, you know, have your guitar tone sound like theirs, well, do the research. Find out what they're using, you know, get better tones, you know, make sure you have somewhat of a cohesive look. Don't look like a bunch of random slobs on stage, and, you know, just be critical, and, you know, I think that'll come across to people that you really care about your band, so.
Right. And shout outs to bands that are starting out in the scene right now that you have respect for.
Look at my phone. I always, I'm like, I forget. You were like, what's the last album you're listening to? I'm like, my phone.
Like, so many people ask me, they're like, what are your favorite bands? And I'm like, I can never really come up with them. I'm like, I need my iPod right now, and I'll scroll through. I'm like, what is this band? I've been listening to this one for a bit. It usually helps if I'm wearing like the band t-shirt, because I can just look down. Like,
Baroness.
Okay.
Great band from Georgia. I mean, they've been doing stuff for a few years now, but they're finally getting bigger opportunities. Great band live. Oh, this band called Carnival. It's K-A-R-N-I-V-O-O-L. They're from Australia. They're from Perth. Cool, just a heavy, kind of droney, eerie vibe. Great singer. Great rhythms to it. They just did a U.S. tour, and I think they'll be coming back. But really hoping that they kind of get bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. I wish we could take them out, but well, I mean, I guess we'll see.
No, checking them out.
For, I guess, newer, younger, upcoming bands. Yeah, it's good enough. This band, Hour of the Wolf, from Phoenix or Prescott, Arizona. They're more of a punk, kind of misfitsy, kind of, but a little bit more modern of the feel. They've been trying to do some stuff for a few years now, and it's just kind of a struggle for them. But super awesome music. So, yeah, it's good.
Thank you very much for doing the interview.